producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, good morning. I'm hoping my voice holds up through this first hour here. Your humble host here is battling a nasty sinus infection, one that my family is finding a silver lining in, because this entire weekend I tried not to talk, and they kept reminding me of that. Hey, Dad, you're talking again. Stop talking. But that doesn't work so hot when you're a radio guy. So there you go. I'm Leon Francis, your host of the Common Sense Club. Sorry. Do we have a cough button here? I'm going to make one up. The weather forecast out there is, get ready for it, cold. Unbelievably so. Going to get colder and going to get whiter and fluffier out. I thought that we were going to get some really bad weather yesterday, and so I was pretty happy to wake up and not see any of the white stuff out on the front lawn. And then I get the weather outlook. It's a hazardous weather outlook. Portions of north central North Dakota, northwest North Dakota, south central North Dakota, and southeast North Dakota today and tonight, below zero wind chills are expected across the area tonight. In addition to tonight, it's also going to be tomorrow. So, and Tuesday through Sunday, as a matter of fact. Wow. Below zero wind chills expected across the area tonight, Tuesday through Sunday. An extended period of cold weather will remain over the region through Sunday. During this period, wind chills 10 to 25 below zero are expected during the overnight and early morning hours, meaning it's going to be cold. I had a friend of mine texting me earlier today and saying, what he said was, you can complain now because now it's cold and it's going to get colder. So again, extended period of cold weather, and this is for western North Dakota. An extended period of cold weather will remain over the region through Sunday. During this period, wind chills 10 to 25 below zero are expected during the overnight and early morning hours. Now, for eastern North Dakota, hang on. Eastern North Dakota, west central, northwest Minnesota. This is for today and tonight. Snow. It will continue along the North Dakota-South Dakota border and into west central Minnesota. Snow amounts in that area will range from the 4 to 9 inch range to localized 10 inches. With a rapid decrease to lighter amounts of snow further north, travel could become difficult and winter storm warnings are in effect. Tuesday through Sunday, light snow will move across the area at times through midweek, but amounts are expected to remain under 2 inches. So, there you go. It's going to be cold. It's going to snow. And it looks like in our neck of the woods, it's just going to be really cold. And the folks out there in eastern North Dakota, the folks in eastern North Dakota are going to see some snow. In western Minnesota, you're going to see some snow and really cold temperatures. So that is the weather eye outlook for the day. So, and if you want to see the exact same thing that I'm reading off to you now, just go to the National Weather Service, type in forecast.weather.gov, and it should pull it right up. North Dakota, Minnesota, just type in that. And it should pull it right up. Now, we're under a winter storm warning. So be aware of that. Dress accordingly. Make all of the necessary preparations. There's also, I don't know if you've been keeping up with this story, Chief Turnus is stepping down. There's been a little bit of a debate. Folks are not, some folks are not happy with his leadership. I would love to get your opinion on that. Scusa, the whole thing that happened with Scusa, sad thing. A lot of folks attributed his demise to leadership. And there's been this, especially in the media, there's been this little underpinning of discomfort, displeasure with Chief Turnus and his capacity as chief over there at the Fargo Police Department. I don't know. I didn't see that. I see a different, I guess I have a different take on it. I know him. We haven't had the coziest of relationships, especially when we're talking about the cameras downtown and that sort of thing. But I always thought he was a pretty fair guy and that sort of thing. But I'm hearing a lot, especially from inside of that department, a lot of folks that are with his leadership. And I want to know what do you think about Chief Turnus? He's stepping down. He's resigning. And the deal that they struck will pay him through July 2015. I don't know. I thought that Chief Turnus was a pretty straight shooting guy, even though we didn't agree eye to eye on everything. I'm going to try to have him on if he can talk about it at all. But he has stepped down. He has tendered his resignation, and that they have the Fargo City Commissioners have accepted his resignation. And if you're watching TV right now, or if you turn to KVLY, they have it. It's breaking news. You have a Pepcorn and the rest of the commissioners. They're talking about it right now. But our Fargo police chief has stepped down. He has resigned. The city commission has accepted his resignation, and the deal would pay him through July of next year. So there you go. Unbelievably cold. Hang on. Sorry. On the show today, we're going to have the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner, Blanky the Cullum. That's going to be in the very next segment. And then I'm going to have Rob Port of Say Anything Vlog on, and we're going to review some of the election results here in North Dakota, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the news of the day. Don't forget, tomorrow, being Veterans Day, there's going to be a ton of businesses across the area that are going to that are going to give free meals and services out to our area veterans, because they've given so much, and this is their way to give back. So we're going to talk about that also later on in the show. I also want to talk about today, I had a very interesting conversation about GMOs, food labeling, and in particular, Monsanto. I want to know how those three topics grab you. 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air. I don't know, when I brought that issue up, especially on my social media, and it started out as a conversation between a bunch of like-minded folks. I'm getting a little feedback. What is going on there? With some like-minded folks. As soon as I put it on my social media, though, oh, man, it took off. I was getting probably a post a minute for like over 2 hours, and from all over the board, conservative, liberal, libertarian, everybody. I want to open up that conversation. I don't think we have I don't think we have a big enough local conversation about food labeling and GMOs, and we have a pretty big ag industry here. So food labeling will absolutely have an impact here in the heartland, in North Dakota. I want to know, how do you feel about that? Where do you fall on that issue? Monsanto. What do you think about when I say that word, Monsanto? A lot of folks that I talked to over the weekend thought of dead honeybees and lawsuits. And, I mean, it was not a good thing when I brought that name up. I want to know how you feel about GMOs, Monsanto, and food labeling, and whether or not North Dakota should enact some legislation to make sure that our food, the food that we eat or take into our bodies, are labeled so we know whether or not it's a GMO. A couple of things that I didn't know. There's a ton of countries that will not accept GMO foods. Think about that. Where are we at in that whole thing? We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Brian Keita Cullum right after this break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Do you want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one too and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service, and if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for, they'll get it for you, give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. Valleyimports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer, if you're within the sound of my voice. Do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Thanks for bearing with me and my beleaguered voice. Anyway, Doug out in Newtown, I see you. I'm going to get to you, and we're going to talk about GMOs. Right when our conversation with Ellen and BQ has concluded. Wow, what is going on with my brain today? I don't know. Blankita, Ellen, how are you this fine morning?
We're great.
Well, I'm playing the Marine Corps hymn today. I'm having the S&S breakfast, Semper Fi, it's Marine Corps birthday.
Oh, that is...
Today, the Supreme Court birthday right before Veterans Day?
Yeah, I love it. I'm loving it.
I am loving it, too. Tomorrow is going to be a pretty awesome day. We got a lot of area businesses that are doing some pretty cool events to honor our veterans. So that's always great. And hopefully we're going to have a really great guest suggested by Blanquita last week. Hopefully we're going to have that great guest on tomorrow. I want to ask
you. Will, and you're gonna love her. She's terrific. Okay, I'm just giving you a heads up. You're going to love her.
Good deal, good deal. I want to ask, and I guess I'll ask Blanquita first. Congress is headed back into session this week. They've had an extended election season break, that sort of thing. So they're coming back to Washington this week. Tons of unresolved issues. What do you think they're going to tackle first?
Well, they have to tackle the budget. That has got to be done.
Okay. The budget, next up.
Well, there's three issues on the president's agenda, obviously. The budget, Ebola, and that kind of funding, and ISIS, ISIL funding. So those are the three areas that they have got to work on and do it quickly.
Well, they'll do it quickly if it is going to work to the benefit of the American people. So I think they're going to be cautious, and now they can be. But I think they're going to be forthright with any decisions that they come forward with. Because right now, you're not going to see this Congress get steamrolled. So it's going to be interesting. What they can put off until they take over the majority, they're going to put off.
Okay. And especially with funding to arm folks out there that are fighting against ISIL or ISIS or whatever, you think that will be resolved, or is that they're going to be a little infighting going on?
Well, it depends. I mean, obviously the left is going to object, and I think the far right might object. But it's the middle, and the question is how much of a threat they see it. If they see it as a threat, they'll go ahead and pass it now.
And I have a tendency to think that they're not going to. I think they're going to wait. I think they're going to put off as much as they can until they come back as a new majority and start trying to kind of correct things. So, right now the Ebola
correct
crisis.
Correct things, that means you think that there's a fault.
I think that what I'm thinking is that, for example, with Ebola right now, I think they're going to revisit how they deal with it. Because at least the crisis is not as prevalent in this country. I think you're going to see a wait on the president's nomination for attorney general, whether or not she is qualified. I think they want to wait until after they come into the majority. So I think you'll see things. They want to be able to have it on their own turf and then make the decisions if they can.
Okay. A couple of other things.
I don't disagree, but I think that they're going to be, if they put off the decision on the attorney general, they're going to look bad.
Well, I don't think they care now. I think they'll only look bad to the left. They're not going to look bad to the right or the middle because obviously they spoke during the vote. They'll look worse if they just let it go through without having a proper hearing. So I think that right now, the left will balk, but the right will talk.
And the Senate has not confirmed an attorney general during a lame duck post-election session since 1906. So if they're dragging their feet a little bit, I don't think they're going to look bad.
Well, that remains to be seen.
That remains to be
seen. I mean, honestly... the voice of the voters said, fix things, be careful. We don't like the way the country's being run. So if they fold over on this important vote, they really will at that. So to the point of the voters, they need to wait.
Okay. Good deal. Another thing I wanted to visit with you two about is the Berlin Wall, the thousands of balloons. I was watching that that celebration over there, you know, and they're celebrating the, I think it's the 25th year.
It's the 25th. I was just in Berlin in August, actually, and they were revving up for it.
Oh.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah. And did you see that the celebration? And again, I've only been able to watch it online, but wow.
When the Berlin Wall first went up, it took a day and a half to get it on the evening news. When it went down 25 years ago yesterday, it happened simultaneously.
Good deal. I remember... It is amazing, and I keep when I was watching this celebration, the only thing I could think about is Reagan going, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." That's the only thing that I could think of
You know what's great about that is when people go back and they go back to Reagan and they get his most famous quote. That's a darn good quote to have on your resume.
Yeah. what are the plans for tomorrow? I think I heard what Blanquita was going to do. Ellen, what are your plans to show your thanks to the veterans tomorrow?
Well, as you may know, I am married legally to a female veteran, the second woman to fly the U-2 spy plane. She will have her medical degree in 39 days. And Hackensack Hospital is doing something for their doctors and medical students who are veterans. So I'm going to go to that celebration.
That's fantastic.
Nice.
That's fantastic. You too, pilot. Amazing. The other thing is I want to encourage the listeners to go to Purple Heart Reunited, Inc. Purple Hearts Reunited, Inc. And hear the stories about that this Captain Zachariah Fike has found these Purple Hearts and given them back to families and the original owners, and they've found these. The stories are just powerful. So that might be a nice thing for some of the listeners to do tomorrow because it's really impressive.
Blanquita, you said to me, don't have their family's Purple Hearts because they've been sold on the open market?
Yeah.
Yeah, or they found them in swap meets. They found them when people have gone out there on the beach with metal detectors, and they found them that way. So, I mean, it's great. And congratulations tomorrow to Sholene. She deserves all the praise that she can get. She served very honorably.
Wow. And we're excited.
I'm excited myself. Purple Hearts Reunited, .org. Awesome. And what they do out there is...
Purple Hearts Reunited, Inc., and the Inc. is capital letters. So
okay.
Purple Hearts Reunited, Inc. Check them out. You're going to love them.
Okay, and I'm going to put that up on my social media. Thanks once again for coming on the Common Sense Club and speaking with the folks out here in North Dakota.
And don't forget
you.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. We'll be right back with Doug from Newtown and Rob Port of Say Anything Blog.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Buy one, get one. Who doesn't love a deal like that? Especially when it's at Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. That's right. Buy one night, stay another free in any room or condo, Sunday through Thursday, now through November, at Chase on the Lake. And Chase offers a great experience. Plenty to do for the whole family. It'd be lakeside dining with the finest cuisine on the North Shore. How about some bowling or indoor swimming pool, hiking and mountain biking trails, and so much more. They have it all. And the rooms are a relaxation paradise. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Do me a favor. Go to the website. Just take a tour around. You'll see this beautiful resort. You want to book immediately. Don't miss out on this great opportunity and fantastic savings. Book today while there's still rooms available. Call 888-CHASE-06, toll-free 888-CHASE-06, or check out their website, ChaseOnTheLake.com. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Buy one night, stay another night, free any room or condo at Chase on the Lake. Relax.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We are back, and my voice is still holding out. I'm happy to report, anyway, with a little gargling between the breaks. Doug in Newtown, it has been holding for like 15 to 20 minutes. So I want to get to him, and right after our conversation, the conversation with me and Doug, we're going to have Rob Port of Say Anything Blog, Fame and Fortune, on to talk about some election. We're going to talk about, you know, the effects that this election had on North Dakotans, what Rob Port thinks about the election results, that sort of thing. So join the conversation, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air, or extension 1, just leave it on the rant line. So Doug out in Newtown, what's on your mind, buddy?
Morning, Leon. GMOs, three quick observations. There's been various polls out there, anywhere between 90 and 96% of the people polled would like to have their food labeled so that they know what they're putting into their body. There's been huge pushback by the Monsantos, Archer Daniels, Midland, Kellogg. I mean, you can find lists of how much millions and millions of dollars they spend on this. This is a big deal to them because they don't want people to know what they're putting in your food. Number two is,
well,
of course,
there's a reason they don't want food labeling. In most of the countries that's been tried, it hurts their, I mean, they can't sell it. The folks, when they see GMO or Monsanto in particular, apparently that Monsanto has a really bad reputation across the globe. I didn't even know that until this weekend. So
you've had entire container ships turned around at ports because they've detected GMOs in the seeds in the product that they're carrying. This is, you know, pretty good job, Leon, even bringing this up. This is like the third rail for North Dakota big ag politics, and
right.
God bless North Dakota. But you know, people are cringing that you're even bringing this up. So kudos to
you. I know. I got to, when we were discussing it over the weekend, wow. After our phone conversation, I put it up on my social media. I was getting a post a minute for like 2 hours. I had no idea.
Yep.
And the tempers run hot, man, when you're talking about, this is a big ag region that we're in. So you got a lot of farmers, you got a lot of consumers out there on both sides of this issue. You have farmers that have been sued, farmers that have basically had a gag order placed on them. These are things I had no clue about. So I think that we need to have a conversation about it.
Yeah, this is the big boys going at it, you know, and some of the boys are bigger than the others, boys and girls. But imagine next year you wake up and you find out that all of next year's seed stock is owned by 3, 4, 5, 6 corporations. You know, this is the trend line. This is the reality. So
yeah, that's a little scary. That's a little scary, Doug.
It is a concern, and I think people would be well served by the simple food labeling requirement and let the people choose with their dollars at the stores. You know, pretty
good deal. Thanks, Doug. Rob, what do you think about GMOs and food labeling? Just
ended.
And we haven't talked about this before. I don't believe we've ever had this conversation. What do you think? Food labeling, yay or nay? Rob?
I'm fine with labeling that gives us transparency on issues like, you know, actual ingredients and stuff like that. But requiring labeling about GMO, I don't blame the food producers for not wanting it. I mean, you're basically asking them to slap a conspiracy theory on their label. There's nothing wrong with genetically modified foods. We've been eating them for generations. The idea that this is causing some sort of problems is utter nonsense. It's bunk. It's not supported by reality. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sympathetic to the idea that people are fearful of this, but there's nothing to be fearful. I mean, it's always made it sound like companies like Monsanto are like mad scientists in a laboratory somewhere creating Frankenfood. That's not correct. Most of what they're doing is just crossbreeding, controlling for the certain genetic outcomes that they want, not unlike Gregor Mendel, the father of genetics, back, you know, however many hundred years ago, was doing with peas. This is not new. This is not, you know, some weird new scientific thing. There's nothing wrong with this stuff. So, you know, the people who are you know, it's unfortunate. I mean, it's the sort of thing that never dies. It's like moon landing conspiracy theories and everything else. It never dies.
Oh, wow. And I have, and I routinely, someone will send me postings and news snippets and things like that about this whole GMO debate. And apparently it's a big deal. Lots of folks are talking about it. I just haven't, you know, I haven't jumped into that whole conversation yet. And I want to because, again, we're a big ag region here. So, and there's a couple of stories, and we'll get into that later on in the week. I'm not going to monopolize your time on that, but it's interesting to hear your take on the whole food label at GMO.
Yeah, the outcome of not, you know, crossbreeding crops and controlling and making our crops stronger and less resistant to weeds and disease and what have you, the outcome of that would be widespread famine. I mean, the reason why Thomas Malthus and Malthusian economics was wrong. I mean, Thomas Malthus predicted that that we would eventually outgrow population-wise our ability to produce agriculture products. And the reason why he was wrong is because we got better and better at creating agriculture products. We could get more wheat, more crop off an acre of land because of the advancement through scientific, through GMO, the GMO process. Genetic modification in order to produce more food. So these people, if they want us to eat, you know, strictly organic foods or what have you, you know, they would have us die from famine. That's a very real reality. I mean, these people are operating on the same intellectual level as people who are opposed to vaccines.
Oh, man, Rob, this is a much bigger. Someone told me yesterday, and I'm going to just briefly touch on this. One of the problems that they had about the whole Monsanto fight with organic farmers is, and they gave this example. They said, imagine if a person decided to paint their house like blue or purple or whatever, and they were spraying purple paint, and it's a windy day, and it's blowing all over, and the next door neighbor has a white house. But instead of having to pay for their neighbor's house for, you know, for ruining that paint job on the White House, the guy with the purple house sues the neighbor for taking some of his purple paint. That's the way they framed it. Like the whole cross-pollination, if Monsanto finds any of its genetically modified seeds in your field, you can be sued. That's what, the picture that they painted in this conversation that I was having was very bleak, and I just couldn't.
Are you, I mean, you're not gonna get me to defend Monsanto as a corporate citizen. Any giant company, they tend to get a little ruthless about their profit. What angers me is people who attack the idea of genetically modified foods at all. And these people just are not right.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the election now. I got a feeling I'm going to get a lot of feedback on social media about this conversation, but I think it's what we need to have. Your overall take on election results from last week.
Well, it was a bad night for Democrats.
No, you go. I was just going to ask, you know, you think it's a good position that we find ourselves in, you know, with this supermajority of and we've always experienced a pretty good majority, well, the Republicans anyway. But do you think that's a good thing, a long term, for us to have such a big majority Republican?
I think it's, I don't know. I mean, it's. Clearly, it reflects what the voters want right now, and I have a hard time saying that that's necessarily a bad thing, you know, whatever the outcome. You know, I think the problem is a lot of times people judge. I think an example of it is the Fargo Forum recently over the weekend had an editorial, praising the wisdom of voters on Measure 3, which would have reformed the university system. In that instance, the voters were wise and saw through the attacks on the university system from the supporters of Measure 3. But then in a separate column, Jack Zalewski, the editorial writer for the Fargo Forum, trashed the wisdom of voters who voted against Measure 5. So a lot of times, whether or not, the outcome is good or bad, I mean, that's kind of in the eye of the beholder. I think as a practical matter, I think that North Dakota Republicans are at risk because they've been in power for so long to start, getting a little lazy. I mean, certainly if you look at some of the party's efforts, the get out the vote efforts and things like that, at this point they're just sort of leaning on North Dakota's seemingly bottomless distaste for Democrats. And it's working for now. I think long term though, if you're not bringing new activists into the party, if you're not flexing those muscles on fundraising and things like that, I think that could be bad for Republicans long term.
I think so too, and that's more of where I was going with that. You get pretty comfortable, and that's never a good thing. And I think that a vigorous debate is always the best way forward. And if you're just if you have this one party of stranglehold, that's probably a bad word to use. But
that supposes that Republicans march in lockstep, and that's certainly not true. I mean, if you look at, for instance, the pro-life issue in the state, the people who were leading the charge against many of the pro-life bills were Republicans. Representative Kathy Hockett out of Fargo, And others. I mean, the thing is that the ideological divide in the North Dakota legislature, since this is what we're talking about, is within the Republican Party itself. So I don't think that just because you have a lot of Republicans in the legislature that you don't get a vigorous debate.
Okay. Can you give me a couple of minutes on the other side of the break?
Absolutely.
Good deal. We'll be right back with Rob Port of Say Anything Blog right after this break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart. by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
Francis, your host of the Common Sense Club, and my guest today is Rob Port of Say Anything Blog, and we're talking about the election results and how it's going to affect North Dakota going forward. I think that when I see losses like Betty Grandy and Margaret City, it saddens me. But the other side, the Democrats, the liberals, whatever you want to call them, really went after those two. And I want to know from you, do you think that I believe that folks like Betty Grandy and Margaret City, they take Betty Grandy over in 41. I believe that she was doing she represented District 41 in the best way that she possibly could, and I thought she did a great job. So how do you explain her loss?
I think that Democrats were effective in painting Senator Citi and Representative Grandy as being too myopic about pro-life issues. I think that was really the turning mark. Although it's kind of an interesting dynamic because, I think after the fact there's some historical revisionism going on where you have Democrats sort of saying that the defeat of Measure 1, the defeat of Senator Citi, and the defeat of Representative Grandy was a victory over, the pro-life movement. And I guess in a way it certainly was. But it's interesting that in the debates, those two campaigns and as well as the debate over Measure 1, abortion really took a back seat. It was rarely mentioned. So I think that's sort of interesting as well is on Measure 1, their tactics was, really focused on in vitro fertilization and end of life issues. And Senator Citi and Representative Grandy, it wasn't so much that they were pro-life. It's just that they were pro-life to the point of distraction. That was just sort of the variation on a theme that kept Democrats from having to just argue in a straight up pro-life versus pro-abortion argument. So I think that was sort of interesting. Democrats touting those races, I mean, basically it was a wash in the state house. Representative Grandy's loss was offset by the loss of Ed Cutrella in the Fargo area. And in the Senate, they picked up a Senate seat by spending more money on a legislative race than they spent on most of their statewide races. So it's really not a lot for Democrats to be bragging about heading into 2015.
Good deal. And I thought that too. I saw this as an utter defeat for them. It stings a little because, I know, Betty Grandy. I know that she's an awesome person. So it seems to me that we lost two really good Republican voices. But overall, we fared pretty well. What do you attribute the defeat of just so many? I think only one measure went in the desired direction. What do you attribute the defeat of all of the other measures to?
I think it was just too many measures all at once. And I mean, obviously you can't ever just put your finger on one reason. These debates are complex and there's a lot of reasons why people vote yes or no.
The polling on these were so off. I mean, okay, let's take Measure 1, just, because it's the first one and we're talking about life anyway. Man, it was defeated handily, and it took most of us by complete surprise.
When you're not polling candidates, but you're polling issues, which the measures, of course, are, you run into a problem called the social desirability bias, where, especially on controversial issues like the abortion issue, people tend not to want to tell pollsters the truth. For instance, it might manifest itself in a man who is pro-life not wanting to tell a woman that he's pro-life, and so instead telling his pro-choice. So there's a lot of issues there. Ballot measures are very, very hard to poll. I would note that we on the polling that I sponsored with SayAnythingBlog.com, we got Measure 1 right, but we got some of the other ones wrong. And that was something my pollster warned me, is that, we can put these out there and it's a snapshot, but these polls are very, very difficult these measures are very difficult to poll. So, I wouldn't put too much stock in the polls. And I think what happened, basically is North Dakotans it was too many. It was too many measures all at once. And I think a lot of them just kind of went down and on the complex, the tough ones, they just defaulted to no.
If you had any one piece of advice to give Bob Ballew, what would it be?
I would tell him to step down as a party. I mean, the guy is a bomb thrower. If you read his social media after the election, his Facebook and his Twitter feed, it sounds like something out of the Book of Revelations. I mean, this guy is so out of touch with North Dakotans are. I mean, he's downright apocalyptic. I mean, he almost seemed to be gleeful at these dropping oil prices, at the idea that it might hurt North Dakota. Because obviously a North Dakota that's not leading the nation in personal income growth and employment and all these other great economic categories is a North Dakota where Democrats might finally have a chance to win some meaningful elections. Until that happens, as long as North Dakotans are feeling satisfied, feeling like their state's on the right track, Democrats aren't going to win a lot of elections. And, I think that sort of eludes, and it was surprising to see him just speaking. I wrote about this at standingblog.com.
Right.
Surprising to see him just speaking about this openly, where he's almost sort of wanting, North Dakota to be off the right track. In order to give
Hey, Rob, thank you for coming on the Common Sense Club. Sorry we didn't have time to get to everyone. We'll be right back with What's On Your Mind, Scott and Todd.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.